live from the DraftKings Sportsbook and Wild Rose Studio. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM. Keith Murphy.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Andy Fales.
I pity the fool.
It's the Murph and Andy Show, powered by AD.
You can do it!
On 1460 KXNO. And now on 106.3 FM.
Welcome to another Murph and Andy Show. It is Wednesday. We're glad to have you with us. Thank you. We do appreciate it. Alongside Andy Fales, I'm Keith Murphy. Andrew Downs is here as well as we get kind of some bonus weather time here for the next 2 days. Bonus good weather time here. And that comes at a nice time, doesn't it? This is the kind of, you know, it's not the most upbeat week here in the state of Iowa. So a beautiful sunny day.
We need the outdoor time too right now more than everybody does, whether you own a business or you got kids learning from home.
Yeah,
to be able to get them out.
I haven't looked ahead at like what next week looks like, but yeah, a couple of days like this on, you know, Thursday and Friday would really go a long way. As like, we canceled all of our Thanksgiving plans, so now it's just the four of us in a house. It'd be really nice if it was right. The four of us in a yard all day Thursday.
Yeah, and I've seen some of the places like Bartender's Handshake and Juniper Moon. They've kind of wrapped their decks in plastic and cellophane, or whatever you call that, windbreakers.
Yeah, just trying to give you as much possible time out there as possible. Yeah, it's a windbreaker. Yeah, it'd be like a windbreaker, like a members only jacket.
Yeah, but to break the wind. Yeah, they're
right. Yeah,
with heaters. Yeah, you got to put some heaters in there too.
They call it a windbreaking patio.
That's what you got. Hey, had my physical today over at Dr. Gupta's, and he knew I was coming because his assistant listens to the show each day. So he said, hey, Murph said he's coming in for a physical. So Dr. Gupta knew I was on the
way. You know, I got to do that. I got to go get a physical. I really should do it before the end of the year, too.
Three vials of blood. I got a good vein there, though. It just slowed out. Yeah, just the nurse was really impressed by that.
That's my least favorite part of the physical. Even the jelly finger is not as bad as that.
I'm gonna argue on behalf of the...
You're going to say the jelly finger?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not pleasant, I really have a hard time.
Oh, you don't like the blood?
The blood is not bad, it's the needle. I hate the needle. That's why I could never be a good drug addict.
Yeah, you'd have to freebase.
You'd have to toot it or something.
Yeah, yeah, you'd have to find a dirt.
Jelly finger it.
Yeah, where,
yeah, you know, I suppose you could do that. Oh my God. A lot of nerve endings there. Boy, you're desperate then.
I believe that's quick, though. I'll bet that gets up in there.
The rectal heroin?
Oh, rectal anything.
Yeah, I don't know what these Murph and Andy guys are talking about. Yesterday they were talking about belching for 2 hours, and then tune in today, just give them a second chance.
Was it 2 hours? Was it rectal heroin?
I will say, though, Joe Stacy, I talked to him today, you know, the Barnstormer's guy, does our high school stuff. He said he had a couple of clients with him yesterday, and they were listening to the show during the burping part. They were rolling around laughing, thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever heard.
Well, it wasn't a bit. We couldn't tell which one of us had burped.
I don't think we ever really got to the bottom of it.
I think it was me, and Andy thinks it was him, and that's a problem.
It came up impromptu.
Yeah, in conversation.
That's natural radio talent.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. on the downside, and boy, is this on the small side of everything is relative right now, but I do have a hernia.
Do you?
I don't know.
That's the turn your head and cough thing, right?
Yeah. Well,
What happened?
Well,
that usually goes pretty smoothly. Well, turn your head and cough, and then what happened?
Well, I already had something that made me think, I wonder if this is a hernia, and sure enough, it is. So I got to deal with that.
Is that a surgical procedure coming up?
Yeah.
Hernia.
Yeah.
That's way down low in like your sandbar, right? Just above that?
It's on the front side.
That's what Lazard had. That's the surgery he had.
He had a sports hernia, right? Yeah, above the rough.
What, do you have a broadcasting hernia?
Yeah, I have a broadcasting hernia. One of the side effects is belching without being aware. So, yeah, broadcasting hernia.
A medical exemption.
Lazard had a sports hernia. I've got a broadcasting hernia. We could probably just, I don't know what is that? Is that outpatient? Anybody had hernia surgery? I don't know. What do you do with that?
I don't have any idea.
I don't have any idea.
Remember
either.
We talked about it as little kids a lot?
You know what it is, though?
But, not since then.
It's a weight. It's a you don't go get that right now. Our hospitals,
right.
If you don't have emergency hernia, you need to wait.
A non-essential surgery. Not really an elective, but one that's not.
Yeah, it's not any hurry.
Pressing need.
Not a pressing need. Exactly right. Yeah. I can only imagine that this happened when you guys roped me into those pull-ups and I got to my ego and I went past the point of when I should have, just because, you know, you start to think, I want to really show everybody I can do more of these.
You're doing well.
Well, up until hernia. Maybe it's that.
The hernia is like if you're lifting.
That's more of a deadlift, isn't it?
And it just kind of goes out the bottom. Right? Doesn't
yeah.
it? I mean, I understand hernias all that well.
I haven't done that. Isn't it some kind of a, like a.
Well, the hernia is it's the thinning.
It's like
of the
a bubble,
wall,
right?
There,
it's like a bubble and some kind of bowel.
Where does it go? Does it go through your pelvises, your pelvis, pubis, reticulus?
Maybe. I don't know. But we're getting down to it. All right. Top of Mind is presented by BMW of Des Moines. And we do have a new one-day high in the state of Iowa for reported COVID-19 deaths with 40. Hospitalizations also setting a record today and a new record for nursing home cases in Iowa. The deaths since the start of this pandemic, nearly 50% coming from long-term care facilities. So it continues to be quite a big problem. Meantime, coaches in Minnesota are getting calls right now that at 6 p.m., their sports seasons are being shut down, even at the high school level. The question I don't have the answer to is football. They just have a couple of football games left, kind of like Iowa. But hockey coaches are getting the calls that hockey is going to be paused. Indoor sports are going to be paused. Wrestling, basketball, likely. The governor in Minnesota, just to be clear, if you're just joining us, not Iowa, Minnesota, he's having a press conference at 6. He's going to shut down bars, restaurants, and fitness centers, too, according to the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
And that's going to make that governor even more unpopular than he?
He is
already.
Because they've had a mask mandate for a long time, and they have a problem in Minnesota.
This whole part of the country. The Big Ten states plus the Dakotas have a real problem.
We have more postponements with football. UNLV, Colorado State, was just postponed. Navy at USF has been postponed. 11 games so far. It's Wednesday. 11 games. What was the final count last week? Was it 15?
Games that were canceled.
College football games postponed, 15?
That's right around there. Yeah. So that sounds good.
We're at 11 right now. Kansas State still planning to play Iowa State, but Chris Klieman, the coach there, has been forthcoming about having a COVID-19 problem on the team. He was not going to feel in the clear till they got their final test results, which would, I think, be
Friday.
Test Thursday and then get the results Friday.
Yeah, results on Friday, yeah.
So still waiting on that. Meantime, since we had the show yesterday, we thought this might be coming, but it had not been official. But some Cyclone fans had said, hey, haven't received my tickets for this week's game like I usually do on a Monday. Well, now we know why. Jack Trice Stadium is reduced to family and parents of players and staff for the game Saturday. Also, cheerleaders will be there. Band will be there. So essentially like the first game against Louisiana.
So they don't get a guest ticket? You're just talking about families?
Get family guests. And guests.
Yeah,
I said the
guest thing, that sounds to me like that's going to kind of defeat the purpose.
I think maybe
thinking one guest pass.
Yeah, I think it's whatever they get. Like, you get two per player. And
you can
if
go to anybody.
If your parent,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They don't care who you give those to, whether it's family or whatever, you get two per player.
It'll be hundreds of people, instead, maybe around 1,000 total is what Louisiana looked like. Quite a bit under. What are the last couple games been, like 14,000?
Yeah, right around there.
Last few games.
Could hear the crowd. Crowd seemed like it made a little difference.
Cheerleaders.
For sure.
Like, spread out on the bleachers. Yeah. It was really,
see
yeah, the band.
I don't know that they make a difference anyway.
It was an, hey.
No, they look fine. It gives a good atmosphere to it, but can you, if you're watching TV, do the cheerleaders show up?
Well, they did on that coverage against Louisiana. They kept showing them. Because they didn't have many options.
Did that help the Cyclones' performance in that game?
Brees Hall said that, you know, when he gets hit and he hears a cheerleader, it drives him to go harder.
Pushes through the tackle.
He breaks it, gets those yards after hit.
College cheerleaders, you give them more credit than the NFL cheerleaders. They just dance on the sidelines.
Oh, man,
are they made up.
NFL cheerleaders... Not all of them, but most of them, it's close to a strip club.
Yeah, they're scantily clad.
Well, I mean, the dances even. I mean, yeah. it's all just kind of the same move.
Everything short of a pole.
I mean, you kind of expect them at some point, they're going to see that goalpost and they're headed to it.
So he's going to wrap a leg around that and start spinning. Oh, man.
Ankeny Centennial, Dowling have all requested virtual-only classes beginning Monday. That will be approved, and that will, by my count, make 15 of the 18 schools in the CIML. The holdouts at this point would be Mason City, Fort Dodge, and Southeast Polk. Southeast Polk is
now,
in the championship.
Waukee wants to get in this week by Friday.
Okay,
they're meeting tonight to talk.
Yeah, I was
about,
already counting Waukee.
Well, they have a middle school in there, and
okay,
maybe some other schools, but the high school, not yet. But they're talking about moving them into online learning yet this week,
including the high school.
Yes.
Okay, so do I need to back this down to 14, or you think the high school is going to ask for that?
Yes, I think they're asking for it for all the remaining schools in the district.
So that would be 15 of 18. Peyton Sanford, one of the best players in the state of Iowa, he sent out a tweet yesterday. He said, "Hey, got an idea. How about for schools that are forced to go online and are granted a waiver by the state, we let them play sports? Signed, every athlete who has sacrificed everything for this opportunity. Hashtag We want to play." This is a tough position because these other schools were not allowed when they made that tough call during football season. Des Moines schools couldn't do it. Ames had to shut down their football season for a couple of weeks.
Iowa City schools did.
Yeah, the Iowa City schools did too. If you're saying it's not, it's the same argument. If you're saying you don't feel like the environment is safe enough to go into the classrooms, should you be going into gymnasiums and wrestling rooms and the like? And I think it's unlikely that has changed. If you're online, you're not going to have activities. And keep in mind, the CIML, as you know, Andy, has already asked that the entire state sports schedule be pushed to January, which increasingly looks like it makes sense.
As we go back to August, the argument with Des Moines Public Schools and the Department of Education / Governor Reynolds, we argued at the time we thought that there was a way that they could play sports, say that was just safe enough to be able to play while it's just unsafe enough for them to feel like they couldn't be in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stay on that side where we think it is still just that much safer, where maybe they could go and play, or you could at least consider it, though they were talking about outdoor sports in August, and now you're talking about indoor sports.
And the problem continues to be the spread, not the athletes. Right?
It's not the athletes, right. It's the spread, and even if you say, okay, no spectators, I think you could trim it down to the point where you could make an argument. But, I mean, the whole point is evenly applying rules at all times to all schools in all situations. I mean, you have to make a uniform rule if you're, you know, the government here. And what looked like a real pissing match between Des Moines Public Schools and the governor at the time will really look like that again if she somehow changes her mind, changes her tune, and says, okay, well, now that everybody's in that boat, we'll go ahead and find a way for sports to continue going. Then it looks like she just had the problem with Des Moines Public Schools, and you can't have that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think this will change.
I don't either. And, you know, it's probably something, look, like you said, we're talking about this point, any concession looks like Band-Aids over bullet wounds. It looks like you're just kicking the can down the road a little bit, and inevitably you're going to have to pull it back. So, God, as bad as it sounds, it just seems like we've had too many situations where it's been better to go ahead and be proactive and say, all right, we just got to cut our losses right now and move on into a world without these things.
Speaking of Waukee, I was seeing Cody Goodwin's feed yesterday that because of some transfers here, but that Waukee team, Omaha Ballou, who is one of the top prospects in the country, was just a freshman. He's now at Waukee.
Right.
Peyton Sanford's already there and headed for Iowa. Tucker DeVries, the state's top recruit, is headed to Drake. Price Sanford, also on that Waukee team. So that's four D1 guys on that Waukee team. Good gosh.
Jeez.
I think they're...
That's a team you want to watch because you want to compare them to the Ames teams.
Yeah. And I think there might be... I think John Sears was telling me there's also a kid from North who's good who has transferred over to Waukee in addition to all those four guys. So anyway, wow, that was a side note there. December's Battle of Waterloo. That's a big wrestling tournament, 32 teams. It has been canceled. Rick Coleman with KWWL passed that along to me today. Northern Iowa just confirmed that Northern Iowa is replacing Texas A&M in the Bad Boy Mowers Crossover Classic in South Dakota. One of the popular things you see, because Iowa has this huge game with Gonzaga scheduled for Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's South Dakota, right?
Yes.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are there's a reason there have been a bunch of cancellations in South Dakota. There's a thinking out there that, like, that's not a place you should want to go play right now.
Well, yeah, there's not a place you want to go play right now, but also that's a place that might be the very last in the country to cancel stuff. Your game might be it's safest in South Dakota because that governor is not canceling anything.
Boy, well, some of the teams have canceled, but this is an opportunity for Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa can, of course, bus over there. That helps some. I wouldn't expect there to be fans at these games at this point.
Hey, you don't just cross into the state and the air gives you COVID. But and the other thing to consider is, as much as people are singling out South Dakota, people in the rest of the country think that about us right now.
The White House task force just said all of Iowa is a red zone.
Oh, yeah. How many of those maps do you look at that have the color coding and Iowa is like maroon red, like blood donation red?
There is a widely distributed new report today. I'm getting this information from the New York Times. Researchers in Denmark reported that surgical masks did not protect the wearers against infection with the coronavirus in a large randomized clinical trial. The study, published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, did not contradict growing evidence that masks can prevent transmission of the virus from wearers to others. But the conclusion is at odds with the view that masks also protect the wearers, which is a position endorsed just last week by the CDC. Critics were quick to note the study's limitations. Among them, findings depended heavily on participants reporting their own test results and behavior at a time when mask wearing and infections were rare in Denmark. There is an overall good takeaway from that, which is getting lost a little bit in the negative, which some people are looking for confirmation bias of their opinion about masks, of course. But there is nothing that contradicts that you wearing a mask protects others, which has been the accepted position all along. The right. CDC is now saying you're likely also protecting yourself, but this does not contradict that you are protecting others. It's the unselfish
thing. But it also says prevents, meaning like it keeps you from getting it. I don't know that anybody's operating, or many people are operating, under the delusion that you could wear one of these flimsy surgical masks, which from the very beginning they told you was not sufficient to do this, and not get the virus. It cuts. It may cut down the chances that you get
lengthens
it.
Lengthens the exposure.
But unless you've got an N95 mask, which we've all been told since March to not use because we're taking those away from essential workers, right?
Right.
Unless you have an N95 mask, those masks are not going to prevent you from getting the virus. You got one of those right there? Ooh, that's an N95.
No, that's a KN95. Is that
the new model? Is that the KN95 2000?
It's the KN95 2000.
Nimbus 2000.
Jack-cock. It's.
I would imagine that there are a lot more of those out there right now, but those have, I think those do stop like almost 100% of it from coming in.
If they're
changed out, like, you have to follow crazy guidelines for those. I mean, you can't wear them all day.
This is what's used in China. This is not the kind. This is not
used in China or made in China.
Well, probably
that's different.
This is not the kind that's supposed to be
held. This is the kind that's used in China. This is the kind they use in China where they really got the Rona.
Yeah.
Where the Rona is from.
This is used in all the wet markets. Right,
yeah,
here.
This is called a good old Chinese wet market mask right here.
The KN95.
This is a bat soup mask right here.
This is not. This is not the kind that is supposed to be held out for medical workers. They need the N95. This is the KN95.
What's the difference?
This is a lesser mask.
This
a
is
letter,
K.
one letter.
Yeah, Well, so those are the those are the masks you'd say that give you total protection, and they want them to save them for the medical workers. The other thing is, we have seen these opinions and these studies go back and forth for months.
Oh.
And I don't know that any of them have ever changed the initial guidance going in that only the N95 mask is going to really prevent you from getting the virus if you're wearing it correctly and changing it. And the others just offer you some degree of protection.
The NBA draft is tonight. Georgia's Anthony Edwards, Memphis's James Wiseman, or Ballland's LaMelo Ball. Expected to go number one. For me, I think it should be Anthony Edwards. I've always liked him.
Talk to me, Goose.
Roger, I got him. Contact 20 left at 30 miles, 900 knots closure, and I'll clean him and fry him.
They made him the president of the Lambda 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 House. Yeah. Gave that great speech there at the end.
It was
of
great.
Revenge of the Nerds.
As a doctor in ER.
Oh, yeah really good.
Big up.
Real sensitive guy.
Yeah, handled balding okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, just eventually shaved his head. So Anthony Edwards expected to go number one to the T-Wolves. The Warriors pick second. And
that's
interesting.
Yeah.
And then the Hornets, and then the Bulls.
Boy, if you're any of those guys, you want to somehow make it to the Warriors, right? I mean, you go in there, they get Klay Thompson and Steph Curry and Draymond Green all back. They've all been able to heal. You can just go in there and learn. They seem cool.
Yeah, Kerr seems like a good coach.
Yep.
City. Seems like Ball, who's a distributor,
that is.
Or Wiseman, makes more sense for them.
Putting Wiseman on that team, that seemed like that would fill a need.
Anthony Edwards is a volume shooter. Yeah, that's not what
they don't need. That
he had
that's
some
what they need.
Some interesting quotes that I saw on Twitter too, where he just kind of sounded like he really didn't care if he played basketball or not, rather play football.
That was
not what you wanted to hear if you're holding one of those picks, you know, 1 through 3.
Desire to play does seem to matter. Quickie poll presented by WCI Pools and Spas.
How into tonight's NBA draft are you? I'm way in. I'm in, but only due to Tyrese Haliburton, or I'm not at all.
I'm close to being not at all, but I will go with an in, but due to Haliburton. He's a good guy. He was a good player for Iowa State. Tried to play through an injury. Going to be the highest drafted Cyclone or player in this state, period, since Marcus Fizer 20 years ago. He's going to be a lottery pick. Easy to root for him. But the problem here is, like, there are people listening right now that don't know who Anthony Edwards or James Wiseman even are, and these are the top two guys. LaMelo Ball didn't even play college ball here.
And losing the NCAA tournament this past year, where you really kind of get to
see
a
long time
since
you've seen
these
guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And we didn't see much of Tyrese Haliburton. Yeah, I mean, you saw some of them. You know who he is. You know that he's a good player. But he had injury trouble, and then he wasn't there all that long.
Yeah, it's so, not Niang or
you liked him, but did you have time to fall in love with him?
Would have been really fun to see him on, like, a really good team, you know, a team that
one of the Hoiberg teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't want the compliment to him to be, hey, you know, he's so good that had he played, Iowa State probably wouldn't have lost at home to FAMU.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He was, yeah, I mean, you saw him, and he was a really good player. I remember ever seeing him stand out to the point where I'm like, man, that guy is a lottery pick. He looks like a guy that they always loved all the tools that he brought. I mean, it just seemed like he could do a little bit of everything well.
More, including, and good news here. Thank you for all the tweets. Outpatient surgery here, Andy, for the hernia.
Yeah, I got a few calls, too. Said, hey, you'll be all right. It's not that big of a deal. One guy said he talked to the surgeon the entire time.
It
sounds like a vasectomy.
Yeah,
maybe we do it live. Can I have hernia surgery live on the air to try to one-up? No, vasectomy still wins. Andy did the show while getting a vasectomy. That still wins. More, including the sexiest man alive, next.
My Nana has always been a coupon person, so when she told me about Sign Up and Save at Fairway, I knew to listen. Just go to fairway.com and sign up for the weekly ad from your local store. Each week, the ad is delivered to your inbox. Save on the best meats, produce, and much more. And thanks for the tip, Nana.
It's time for Murph and Andy's Play of the Day.
Barnett, hands to Woody, up the middle, touchdown! Iowa State has won it! Jeff Woody took it in, and the Cyclones have upset the nation's second-ranked team! They believe they can do it, and they did it 37-31.
On 1460 AM and 106.3 FM, this is KXNO.
9 years ago today, the game that helped bring about the college football playoff, as Iowa State upsets Oklahoma State, 198,000 Cyclone fans were there that night.
Yes.
I've met them all. Let's get some more.
I was there that night. I remember it like it was yesterday. Well, you don't remember that you weren't there, though. Let's start with some. We got some pretty good news in here.
Good.
Good. Yeah, I'm just kind of checking this stuff out here. Yeah, looks all right. UPS, the big brown truck. They plan to hire about 1,000 workers in Iowa for the holidays, including some 150 positions here in Des Moines and another 300 in Omaha Council Bluffs, hiring for three types of positions, both full and part-time. Surprised to hear that the shipping companies are up in their staff before Christmas. Probably not. Nobody. Conan O'Brien is leaving late night TV after nearly three decades.
You know, I don't watch him much anymore because what's he been on, TBS?
Yeah, he's so lost over there.
He's kind of lost over it, but it's a good show. I mean, when I do run into it, I think, gosh, they NBC should have given him more
time. I'm really impressed at all of the late night shows, how good they are. I don't watch them consistently, but I remember thinking that when Stephen Colbert went to CBS and you had Jimmy Fallon doing well at NBC, I was like, oh, Jimmy Kimmel is just going to, he's going to be dead over here. Nobody watches ABC late at night. He's done really well. I mean, those guys are all really talented guys. And yeah. Conan O'Brien, too. I mean, they're just really talented people with good staffs.
And they all have a little bit different pegs. I mean,
you know, cranked
except
out
diversity.
Good digital material, but Conan O'Brien is he's not retiring. He's just going to finish the TBS series Conan at the completion of its 10th season in June. However, he has signed on for a new weekly variety series on HBO Max. No specific details released about that upcoming show as of yet. But Conan says, quote, in 1993, Johnny Carson gave me the best advice of my career. As soon as possible, get to a streaming platform.
That seems a little premature in 1993.
He says, I'm thrilled I get to continue doing whatever the hell it is I do on HBO Max, and I look forward to a free subscription. So we'll have more details about that in the coming months. Michael B. Jordan is People Magazine's sexiest man alive. Saw some pictures of him with his shirt off, too.
He's in shape.
He's in phenomenal shape.
Yeah, I mean, this is
He's
Creed.
Very smooth.
This is Creed.
He's smooth, man. He's must use one of those He must use like a combination of products, like some body Nair and like one of those body shavers that guys use in the shower and stuff, and just real maybe waxes and stuff like they did on 40-year-old Virgin. I mean, he has no hair.
Maybe
just,
he's just
smooth.
Maybe he's just naturally hairless.
Hairless?
Like Ed Wilson.
Just naturally hairless in all the places that you want to be hairless. Because he's got a full head of hair.
That's like Ed's like Dr. Evil's cat.
He does have like smooth, sexy legs, doesn't he, Ed?
But he's got a full head of hair.
Yeah, full head of hair.
He's got that Lloyd Bridges picked a bad day to give up sniffing glue hair.
Right. That's the best you can be, and then the worst is the opposite, where you're just bald on top and you just got hair everywhere else. Right?
So like just any European vacation I've been on.
Yeah, like the guy playing basketball against Ben Stiller in Along Came Polly. He's bald, and his whole body is covered in hair.
Rain dance.
All right, it's time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
The Phase 3 trial of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine says it is 95% effective, could be approved this month, sent to Iowa soon, and released gradually to the public before the end of the year.
It's awesome.
It is. So that. The beauty of capitalism there in the private sector, right? The competition. You had Moderna just came out earlier this week saying, well, first of all, earlier in the month, you had Pfizer saying, we've tested our vaccine. It's 90% effective. And then Moderna comes out at the beginning of this week, says, we've tested our vaccine. It's 94.5% effective. So then Pfizer comes back today and said, well, phase three trial of ours actually says it's 95% effective.
Keep going, guys. That's fine. You can get up to 100. That'd be good.
So from what I've read, the money is still on the Moderna vaccine for being the one that is a better chance of being the silver bullet. It is more durable and does not have to be stored at quite as cold a temperature. We're talking like minus 30 degrees Celsius versus for the Pfizer, like minus 70 degrees Celsius, which is so cold it's difficult to maintain and have the right equipment to get temperatures that low and then to transport it from place to place that cold. But they're still obviously working on all that. But that's good news. Those are both kind of racing neck and neck to try to get finished, get approved, get emergency use authorization, and then get out to the public. Expedia is looking into travel trends for next year. Flexibility will likely be one of the most important things for travelers in 2021, with the site noting folks are 10% more likely to book travel with refundable rates. Gosh, I think it'd be more than 10%.
Yeah. 100%
not booking anything.
Household.
Yeah, right. And I'm not booking anything big if it's not totally refundable. Refundable bookings were actually 20% cheaper in 2020 than in 2019. Travelers will continue to focus on safety, taking precautions when it comes to where and with whom they travel. Again, trying to predict the future here. Properties are noticing, with close to 300,000 adding health and cleanliness information to their details on Expedia. Last-minute bookings will still be popular, with the average traveler booking flights about 29 days out. The only thing prompting some folks to book earlier is airlines waiving changing fees. Might as well go ahead and book it if you know that they're not going to penalize you for changing later.
Because when you have to change and pay for it, you just feel like you blew it.
Sure. Yeah, you feel like you gambled and lost. While hotels are still the most popular type of accommodations, more and more folks are looking into alternative accommodations like cabins, cottages, and in some cases even castles. The rise of the Airbnb kind of makes sense. Those are so much cheaper. You get a whole house for like $100 in some places.
Have you done that?
I want to say yes.
AD,
don't know that I have.
No problems?
No problems. We had an apartment in Philadelphia one time that was in a really cool little neighborhood and worked out really well. We've done it a handful of times.
Heard all sorts of good things from people. There's all sorts of options out there. Might have already done it more by now if it weren't have been for the pandemic. It shouldn't be too surprising. The top trending destinations for 2020 were mostly domestic. Like Havasu, Arizona, New Bern, North Carolina, the Hamptons in New York, Ocean City, Maryland, and good old Lake of the Ozarks in my home state of Missouri.
What's the travel time down there?
About 4 hours, I'd say.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah,
it's 4 hours. All options.
It's
right
a few. A few of those hours are some genuinely interesting country too.
You know anybody down there? You got a place?
Not that I'd claim. No, I did. Yeah, absolutely. I had all sorts of friends that used to go down Lake of the Ozarks all the time. It is one of the few places where you are really in danger of being run over by a boat.
Well, yeah, Jack Kerner was in a boat accident. He's out there picking off passes now, but his friend lost a leg.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Man. There are people. They have the biggest boats out there, boats that look like they belong on an ocean, and they're on a man-made lake in Missouri.
And a lot of drinking and driving on the water.
Oh, yeah.
And this is how...
They'll arrest you for not drinking down there.
This is how a TV show impacts me. I just think I got to go down there and, do a drug deal and gamble.
Well, I know that that's not set, that Ozark is not set in the Ozarks, but it looks like the Ozarks.
Yeah, I mean, they film it in Georgia, but it's supposed to be the Lake of the Ozarks.
It seems like the Ozarks. All right, so the top trending destinations for next year will be Cancun, Mexico, the Riviera Maya, Playa del Carmen, and Tulum, Mexico. That's all the same airport right there. Vegas, Orlando, Punta Cana, Oahu, Maui, Miami. These are on this list every single year, right?
These are all like dream vacation destinations.
Yeah, right now, for sure. Yeah, Los Cabos, Mexico, and French Polynesia, which is a heck of a long flight. Today's stupid criminal is a man from Virginia. He's a groom who made a costly mistake when packing his honeymoon carry-on bag, according to the Transportation Security Administration. I think you know where this is going. The man who... remains unidentified, was reportedly arrested on Saturday for having a loaded 9mm handgun in his carry-on luggage at the Richmond International Airport. So the man was originally scheduled to fly to Hawaii with his wife for their honeymoon. Told officers he forgot it was in the bag. He was arrested, and needless to say, they missed their flight. Oh, man.
Dang.
Missed your honeymoon flight to Hawaii.
Normally I remember to take the loaded handgun out of my bag, but I forgot today.
What goes in the checked bag?
God,
jeez. More stupid criminals from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Spencer John Payne and Cedric Michael Sims were arrested and arraigned for committing not one, but two home invasions. I like this one. Two men are accused of breaking into two houses, tying up and threatening the occupants. Problem is, they broke into the wrong house the first time. Authorities said once the two men realized they were in the wrong house, they made a phone call and then went to the house next door. Police say that after they robbed the house next door, they then went back to the first house, apologized, untied the father, told him not to untie the children until they left. He did, and the police came, and they were charged with 16 felony counts, including armed robbery, home invasion, unlawful imprisonment, and more.
Now, considering what they're up to, they seem like decent, awful people.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, look,
they could
man,
have just left those people.
You
tied
already
up.
Yeah. Invaded their house and tied them up.
I mean, they went back.
It's too late to go back and try to make amends.
Like, hey, dog, I'm sorry. I know your kids are screaming in the other room. They've just been traumatized.
Yeah,
you'll never get over what just happened to you in your own home. You probably have to move to ever feel safe sleeping again. But
right. I didn't mean to rob the house next door to you.
We didn't take anything. Your next door neighbor's a real a-hole. So forget that guy. And just don't untie the kids till we leave. All right, cool.
They're like making a pact.
Yeah,
and
the very most you do is you go down the road, you make an anonymous phone call and say, "Hey, I think there's some people tied up in this house. Could you go get my hand?"
But don't look next door.
You don't go yourself back in there and say it. I mean, first of all, they're not accepting your apology. All right, just forget that.
Oh, cool.
But
no worries.
It is not. It's really considerate. This is Forrest Whitaker in Panic Room. They just weren't feeling good about what they did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you hear the criminal that feels guilty and lives with this, but they are going to get busted though if they go back to the first house. Right. Their chances of getting busted.
They wanted to do the right thing, which is go untie the people. And they did ask, they did apologize, too. Hey, I'm sorry, we broke into your house, stole some stuff, and tied you up.
I mean, home invasion really should get a different name, right? I mean, because invasion implies that you're going to move in, you're going to take over and stay there. But really, you're just going to get in and get out. Right, yeah. So you want to get in and get out fast. You don't want to get in, realize it's the wrong house, get back out, then go into the next door neighbor's house, go in there, then get back out, go back into the first. That's way too much time.
How many Ring doorbells have video of you now?
Yeah. This is Bill Murray in Stripes. They're just going over. They're just going in, get right back out.
Yeah, get in and out real quick.
Going over the checklist of in and right back out.
Yeah, right. You go into the you go there. You go into the wrong house first. You're done. You got to be like, well, that's it.
We
blew our chance.
We'll do it another night.
We're out of here. Another night.
Wasn't meant to be tonight.
This time, process of elimination. We know it is not this house. That's wrong. It's the other house. So the next time we'll go straight to that house. But right now we're done. Tonight, over.
What made it the wrong house? I mean, if you're just breaking in to steal stuff, what difference does it make?
Maybe they're looking for something specific. Okay. Or wait a minute, you told me there was only going to be like one guy here. There's like a whole family, like
kids. Yeah, you can imagine like that guy being like, "You guys, you have the wrong house. I don't know what you're talking about. Yo, where's the disc? I don't know what you're talking about. You have the wrong house." They make the phone call. Oh, 12:35. And then they come back and like, "Oh, dude, this is awkward. You were right, man. We had the wrong house.
They didn't have any
time.
Yeah, the address wasn't visible for the street. I didn't have one of those big flashlights like the Domino's guy does."
First of all, we apologize.
Yeah.
You weren't the intended target.
You were right.
Our bad.
This is just,
please don't untie the kids until we're
this
gone.
This is just a case of wrong place, wrong time.
We'll leave you alone.
Yeah, water under the bridge. No big deal. Meant to break into the guys next door.
We cool?
Yeah. Hey, we good, right?
I untied you, okay? So will you do me a little solid back and not call the police?
I feel like the judge should take their manners into consideration. I mean, I'm not saying they don't do any time, but they should consider. You know what? They did apologize. They did ask.
Which is heavier, you being stupid or you being polite? That's your more, everybody.
When we come back, it's Throwdowns.
Everyone knows that Fairway has the best hand-cut meats, fresh produce, and more. But did you also know that you can save every week at Fairway just by signing up for the weekly ad from your neighborhood store? Go to fairway.com and discover great savings and more when you sign up and save.
Don't let me throw it down. It's time for Throwdowns. Powered by Heartland Tire and Auto Center.
Let's throw it down, Murph. The NBA draft is tonight. There's been some talk that the Bulls might be interested in Tyrese Haliburton with the number 4 pick. The Iowa State Bulls connection has not been historically successful. Would you be worried about this history if deciding whether or not to draft Haliburton to Chicago?
You shouldn't be. I mean, you should not be. That one has nothing to do with the other. But human nature, absolutely. This is in my subconscious. Tim Floyd... that was a disaster for the Bulls. Marcus Fizer was a lottery bust for the Bulls. And it's just going to come with a bunch of immediate bad attention of like, third time's the charm? Question mark.
Well, yeah, Fred Hoiberg.
Fourth time's the charm.
Okay. Fifth time's the charm? Question mark. Yeah, it will not be welcome by a Bulls fan. So I think it would work on my subconscious, but I think – intellectually, you know that one has nothing to do with the other, just like how Floyd did and how Hoiberg did, or they don't have anything to do with each other. It's just a connection through Iowa State.
It does sound just kind of superstitious, but I think there's actually something real to it. I would be hesitant. If I'm a general manager, front office of the Bulls team, I don't want to have to begin with my new draft pick, high draft pick, having to sell him to a skeptical fan base. That's really hard to do. I mean, teams do that all the time. You go in there with a tough fan base like, you know, the Knicks or the Bulls, a really skeptical fan base that truly feels like the front office doesn't know what it's doing. Then you make this questionable pick, and this is not a guaranteed success here, you make a questionable pick, And then the whole immediately you have the whole fan base against you. Not just skeptical, but probably flat out against you. Another Iowa State guy, stop drafting these guys. I don't want, of all the battles that you've got to fight with this guy, getting him ready for the NBA, getting your whole team behind him, you don't want to have to add this to it. I mean, I honestly, I feel like I would, I might stay away from it because of that.
Andy, we all have iPhones. A few weeks ago, I switched my settings to night shift so that many of my apps have like a black background with white text rather than the opposite. And I really enjoy it. Have you ever tried this?
Yeah, I did it actually right when I got this phone at Cellular Advantage. And they set it up. And it's been on night mode the whole time. And I'm so used to it now. Yeah. It looks weird to me to see somebody that doesn't have that setting on.
It's so bright.
I kind of operate in the dark. I'm kind of like a raccoon these days. And so it just sort of suited my lifestyle. But now I just kind of like it. It's pleasing.
That might be the key, because I tried to shift to it and it just completely threw me off. Like, what app is this? I don't recognize this. It just, everything looks so different that, yeah, I switched it back after trying it for just a couple of days. Couldn't do it.
I like it. I don't know why. I did it late one night when I didn't want it to be too bright.
Makes
and
sense.
The next day I just left it, and it's easier on the eyes, I think.
I do have the True Tone on, which, you know, adjusts the amount of light compared to surroundings.
The poll is up on Twitter, at Murph_Andy. Who won Throwdowns? Was it Murph or was it Andy?
The flexibility built in the Big 12 schedule is going to help again, because the Kansas-Texas game is postponed due to COVID-19 and injuries. Hour two next.